time to talk to the head football coach of the Skyline Spartans. Is this really your ninth year as head coach at Skyline, Matt Taylor?
Yeah, it seems pretty wild to think about.
It really does. It seemed like you just replaced Steve Jervis like 2 weeks from Tuesday or something like that. But all you've done is four state titles, two runner-up finishes in that time. And how is Matt Taylor different now than he was in 2008 when he took over?
You know, I think the biggest thing is just continue to, you know, try and find new ideas and you know, continue to, I guess, be progressive in nature with doing different things offensively and defensively and how you do practice. And that's really been what has made the time fly, actually, you know, because we're constantly trying to find new things to do.
You were the fresh-faced 32-year-old head coach of a pretty darn successful program, and you were able to keep it up on that level. You know, it's funny, though, for a couple of seasons, you know, people would ask me before last season started, where you had a great run and got second place in state, people would ask me, because Skyline is such a high-profile school, and people know I do the high school show, they're like, hey, what's wrong with Skyline? And I tell them, well, what do you mean what's wrong? I mean, they're still a very good team. They're like, oh, yeah, but they're not winning state, you know? Did you get that question, too? Because you had those two, you know, I put down years in parentheses, because it's not like you guys were terrible. You just weren't state championship caliber for a couple of years.
Unfortunately, yeah, we got that a little bit, and you know, but actually, it was a fun experience after the first season, the 2013 season. We'd won the Kinko Championship and then lost in the first round of playoffs to Federal Way. Mm-hmm. And you know, that whole off season, I basically taught people about in our community about Skyline football and you know how hard it was to get to where we were, and you know, I share with them like newspaper clippings and a PowerPoint slide on my parent night about, you know, what it was like in 1997 when we only scored 30 points and gave up 600, you know, and then, you know, and then how, you know, how it's a journey and more importantly is, you know, just kind of the ride of building men.
And then last year, you guys bounced back in a big way, make it all the way to the state championship game. You know, how did that bounce back come about? Why were you guys so much better last year than you were the prior years?
You know, I think the biggest thing was you know, our just stressing taking care of the football and takeaways. You know, in that 2015 season, going into Gonzaga Prep, our first group had four turnovers in 13 games.
Wow.
And that was really just special. I mean, that's something that rarely, rarely happens. And then I think the turnover ratio, we're like plus 40 overall.
Mm.
So that was really the big thing is Blake Gregory just was he could have had scholarships to any big sky school he wanted to, but he wanted to be a Husky and has walked on there. And, you know, who knows when Jake Browning leaves, you know, maybe Blake Gregory will be under center at UW.
So. There you go. Matt Taylor joining us, head coach of the Skyline Spartans. How much of last year's team, obviously Blake's not back, but how much of last year's team is back on this fantastic team you got going?
We've got a lot of pieces. You know, we're only returning one receiver. But our best part is, three of our linemen are back. You know, our left tackle, Henry. Our center, Matt Ose, and then our right tackle, Matthew Sindrick. And then they play a lot on defense, and then, you know, we have three of our four linebackers back. So that really, our front, and then having Bradley Kim, who's an Air Force commit, at safety, those kind of up the middle has really been our mainstay this season so far.
Henry Bainavalu, a guy that we're going to be talking to Scott Eklund about because he's clearly he's not the best offensive lineman in the state. I think that one's reserved for Foster Sorrell, but he's very, very good, isn't he?
He's extremely good. I mean, I think that wherever he ends up, he's going to have a fantastic career, and I think that he's still kind of a pup still. I mean, he's just turned 17. He's really starting to grow into his body. You know, he's been on varsity since he's a freshman. He played playoff football as a freshman for us. You know, I'm really hard-pressed to, you know, in a four-year comparison to see where he compares to some of the top linemen nationally. I think he's going to be right there. I think, if anything, he may be the victim a little bit of, you know, his family hasn't gone to all these different camps nationally and you know, and he's not seeking lots of offers. But, you know, I think that when it's all said and done, you know, whoever gets him is going to get, you know, potentially a four-year guy.
So maybe I misspoke. Maybe he is the best offensive lineman in the state of Washington.
Maybe we'll see. Wow. You know, I think when it comes down to it, it's going to be, you know, measure the kids, you know,
yeah,
3 or 4 years down the line.
You guys are 5-1. We got you at 4th in the finalscore.tv poll, and you got a big one coming up against Woodinville next week, number 5. And that's really, you know, for all intents and purposes, the Kinko 4A regular season championship. Talk about what Woodinville's got going so well this year.
Their defense. I think they've only given up 40 points so far. So they're giving up like 4 points a game or something, maybe even less than that. So their defense, and Coach Wayne Maxwell has always had fantastic defenses, and he coaches those kids up really, really well. So, you know, I think it's a nice matchup. I think it's going to be a really, really good game. You know, I think the biggest thing is like I talked about our success last year with taking turnover ratio, we've got to improve that. And that's going to be a big game for us to be able to hold on the ball and get some takeaways.
That great defense against your vaunted offense. You've always run a high-tempo, big-time offensive team. Is it same style of pitch and catch with some run in, mixed in with you guys, still spread and wide open?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's our trademark, but we look a little different. I mean, you know, we're moving the pocket a little bit more. Drew Kistner, senior quarterback, is, you know, he's not blessed with height. You know, so, I mean, you got a 6'6 left tackle and a 6'4 right tackle. You know, you got to kind of move the pocket at times. And, but he's a very good runner, too, and we'll use him as a running back, you know, and basically spread you out and, you know, just go empty and, you know, go quarterback runs with him to keep the defenses honest and keep guys in the box. So, you know, he's done a really nice job and hit a fantastic game against Bothell 2 weeks ago. So.
Yes, he did, and we chronicled that on the show, absolutely. And you guys have had such a great run of quarterbacks with Jake Heaps and then with Max Brown and Blake and now Drew. Talk about the first couple I just mentioned, Heaps and Brown. I mean, those guys arguably were as good as any quarterback coming out of high school in the entire country, and yet they have not gone on to the collegiate success that I think a lot of people thought. What are some of the reasons behind that, you think?
Well, I think with Jake, it was just circumstantial. I mean, I think, you know, in hindsight, he would admit too, you know, maybe the move to Kansas wasn't the best for him at that time. At the time, I think he felt it was with Coach Weiss's, you know, history of developing quarterbacks, but there just wasn't much talent around him there. And,
right.
And you know, with Max, that's kind of a sore subject right now with us up here. You know, I mean, he, you know, he's voted captain by his teammates. Didn't play bad his first three games. So, you know, I mean, he, you know, talk about loyalty and integrity. That's a kid that, you know, had it all, you know, for USC and stuck it out with sanctions and 4 different head coaches. And so, yeah, I mean, he could have left at several different times and didn't. So I still think Max is unbelievable and, you know, and when he gets his opportunity, I still think he's got an opportunity to play on Sundays.
How about your keys down the stretch for winning a state championship, getting that title back at Skyline?
I think we've got to continue to improve on offense. Our defense has really been keeping us in games. I know last week we had a great game offensively, but we've got to continue to define what our identity is and take care of the football. And then, you know, get a little bit better on special teams and make a big play here and there on special teams will help also. So.
Great stuff, man. You always are gracious with your time and do a fantastic job over there on the plateau. And best of luck down the stretch.
Thank you very much.
Matt Taylor, head coach of the 5th-ranked Skyline Spartans.